32 degrees at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets with Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Very quiet here again today. Quiet, I guess, and slightly lower here. Just not much news here to really move the market yet. A couple storylines watching this week as the U.S. and China continue to discuss trade matters over in China here the next couple days. So we'll see what kind of headlines come out from those meetings, and also watching the government talks about whether or not we're going to have a permanent reopening of the government here. That deadline is quickly approaching here at the end of this week. So we'll continue to watch that. We did get crop reports out of the way on Friday. Most of the numbers came in comparative to the estimates, so there really wasn't much excitement. You saw the close there on Friday. There just wasn't much volatility in the markets, and now it's kind of on to the next bit of news, which is back to China and U.S. trade talks. We'll see how those talks go here early in the week. We will have export inspections out this morning, but other than that, it's a pretty quiet start to a new week here. We do have March corn at 374. That's down a quarter of a cent. May corn at 382, also down one quarter. July corn at 389 and three quarters, down a quarter. Dece 19 corn at 398 and a quarter. That's down 1 cent. March soybeans, 914, down one half. Excuse me, May soybeans at 927 and three quarters, down one. November soybeans at 956 and a half, that's down 1/2 cent. March Chicago wheat, 514 and three quarters, down 2 1/2. July Chicago wheat at 518 and a quarter, that's down 4. March Kansas City wheat, 491 and a half, down 2 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat at 568, that's down 1/2 cent. Livestock markets here are mixed. We do have February cattle at 127.12. That's down 25. April cattle, 127.62, down 30 cents. March feeders, 144.15, up 5. February hogs, 55.10, up 5. April lean hogs, 58.22. That's down 20 cents. Outside markets are pretty quiet here for the most part with the equities near unchanged. We are seeing crude oil weaken up here a little bit, down around a dollar here as we head towards the mid part of the session.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yeah, have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cloudy skies, some freezing drizzle possible this morning. We're right at the freezing mark now here in Urbana. That should switch over to rain this afternoon with a high of 36 degrees and east wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain likely a low of 34. Cloudy and blustery tomorrow, a chance of showers in the morning, changing to flurries in the afternoon with a high of 38 degrees. Southwest wind gusting to 40 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.